That will show us what our priorities are. However, we have this little thing called motives. Motives. And I would just like us to think for a minute why we have the priorities we have. What are our motives that are behind our priorities? An example, you know, you could have, as far as your priorities, school, music, friends, spouse, kids, work, and you might say, man, my kids are my priority. Well, of course, that's good, but many times our kids are in so many things. Me and another person were just having this conversation before worship started. So many things that it sacrifices the activities that teach morals. It sacrifices the activities that teach spiritual truths. It sacrifices the activities that teach stability and character, and on and on and on. Sometimes we have our kids involved in so much that we sacrifice these things that actually will last much longer than their youth. Amen? You see, we think we're doing awesome things for our youth when we really are just shoving them into more and more things. And in the end, are we doing things for our youth, or are we doing things for ourselves? Adults, parents? Are we wanting to see our past dreams and glories be played out in our kids' life? Oh, I tell you, as a dad, it's hard for me not to say yes on that one. I'll confess you that. Or do we place our kids in extracurricular activities to give us some peace while they're rehearsing or practicing? Laughter speaks truth, doesn't it? What are our motivations? What are our priorities? Now, don't walk away from here saying that our preacher believes our kids shouldn't be involved in anything. Please do not do that. You would be lying. Our boys are very active in a lot of things. Do not get me wrong. I was very busy as a youth as well. I sang, I played in the band, I played basketball, I played football and golf. In the summer, I was on the swim team, I was in Boy Scouts, I had a lawn mowing service with 22 lawns that I took care of. I was busy, busy, busy. It is because of those activities, those are the reason why I am the way I am today, both good and not so good, John. However, there was always one constant in my life, a church family, a church community. Folks, I was not allowed to be in anything that met on Sunday mornings or during youth, period. No question. That was one consistent thing in my life. Now, what I am focusing on today for just a little bit is most easily seen in our children, our youth, as well as some of our young adults. So I'm going to focus there for just a moment. Now, I'm sorry if you don't have children, youth. I'm sure many of you have young adults. But I would suggest if you're in that category that you would get involved in a Big Sister, Big Brother program. The baritone in my quartet has been involved with that for as long as I've known him, and it is an awesome program. The boy that he is a big brother to, that's the only good example that that boy has. Now he's a young man. And I praise God that Brad does that. But so if you're in that category, think about Big Brother, Big Sister programs. You know, of course, if you're a child or if you're a youth or a young adult, let us know how we can help you, because we can't know what we don't know, right? So please, let us know how we can do that. However, it's important, youth, young adults, that you understand, you're sitting here today, you can help your friends because you have the same hope that the rest of us do. You have the same hope. You're in a prime position to help your friends see you and your character. In most statistics, almost every time the youth think that they are pleasing their parents to be involved in all their activities. Did you know that? In almost every statistic, youth believe they're pleasing their parents to be involved in these activities. The main concerns of children and youth are these. Am I safe? Will my parents divorce? Am I pleasing my parents? What do I need to do to earn my parents' love? Now, that really surprised me. I had to read that like three times. What do you mean? What do I have to do to please or to earn my parents' love. Our kids shouldn't have to earn our love, should they? It's not their fault that they're in this world, is it? No. No, it's not theirs. We have the joy of having children. And we wonder why our children and our youth are stressed out these days. You ever thought about that? Do you realize that about 100,000 children are homeless and about 1.2 million kids come home to an empty house? We call them latchkey kids.